It is time now for the Mendocino Coast Health Report. As it is Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health, Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
One of the things we're going to cover today is something that a lot of people have been curious about, the monoclonal antibody treatment. So let's get to that and whatever else you got for us.
Yes. So the monoclonal antibody treatment is a treatment for people who have COVID, and this is infusing antibodies into their bloodstream so that their immune system has a head start against the infection. This is a treatment that's been approved through the emergency use authorization process of the FDA, and there are a number of them that are available now, but we are now offering the one called Regeneron, and that one has been shown to cut the risk of hospitalization down by about 50%. So that's a really important and beneficial treatment. The treatment is only available for people who meet certain criteria, however. First, the person has to be infected as demonstrated by a positive COVID test. Second, they have to be within less than 10 days of onset of symptoms. It's most beneficial if given within the first 5 days of symptoms, but can be given all the way out to 10 days of symptoms. And they have to be at risk for developing some worse infection. And that would be, of course, people who are over age 65, people who are obese, have diabetes, heart disease, all the risk factors that we know about. So I think it's a really great treatment, and it's been approved for a while, but we've been able to now get it. It was difficult to obtain initially, which isn't surprising. But now we do have it out on the coast, and it's going to be something that you have to go get a prescription from your doctor, an order from your doctor, and then we will provide it in the hospital. You don't get hospitalized. It's done as an outpatient. The infusion is about half an hour long, and then you're observed for another hour after that. So I think this is really exciting news and something very beneficial for those people who do contract COVID and who are at highest risk for ending up hospitalized.
Sure. Anything that can help keeping people out of the hospital, even though they're COVID positive, is certainly good news. Anything else you want to discuss with us today, Doctor?
Well, the local surge in the county continues,
yeah.
But it's not escalated higher than before, so that's a very good thing. But we still continue to have about 30 to 32 patients at any one time in the county hospitalized. And as I mentioned before, when we talk about being hospitalized, we're not talking about people who just showed up in the ER and then went home. These are people who are actually in the hospital. So we do have, I believe this morning, 33 patients in the three different hospitals in the county who are hospitalized with COVID. Approximately 12 or so of those are in the ICU, and I believe 8 are intubated. And somebody asked me yesterday, well, what percentage of these people are vaccinated and are unvaccinated? And I would say that during the last 2 weeks of this surge, the hospitalization rate has stayed pretty steady at around 32, 33 at any one time in our hospital. And the majority of those are unvaccinated. In other words, the number of vaccinated people who've been hospitalized has been holding around 3 or 4 at any one time. So that means that that remaining 29 or 30 are the unvaccinated people. And if you think about the fact that the majority of people in the county are vaccinated, 68% I think is the number across the board, and if you think about additionally that the majority of people who previously were at highest risk for getting hospitalized, meaning those people who are older, that group is even more vaccinated. I think that in age 65 and above, out here on the coast, I think it's like 78% are vaccinated. And yet they're only representing about 10% of the hospitalizations. So that's a very clear indicator that the vaccines do work. They are effective in helping prevent people from going on to more serious illness and getting hospitalized. And otherwise, the ratios of the hospitalized patients would be the opposite, right?
Right, exactly, yes.
So in other words, the higher the rate of vaccinations for a particular age group, the lower the rate of their hospitalizations.
Correct.
All right.
So like I said, you know, if the vaccines were not working, then we would expect to see 68% of the hospitalized patients be vaccinated. But it's not that way. It's only 10%, which tells us that the vaccines are helping to protect. Now, that doesn't mean it's 100%, obviously. And the problem there is that we are having a surge. That surge is moving through the unvaccinated population. And that then leads to vaccinated people being exposed more often, and therefore you get more breakthrough cases.
Mm.
If 100% of the population was vaccinated, we wouldn't be having it. So that's just how it works, and I hope that answers some people's questions.
Dr. Miller, thank you. Right straight to the point, and some interesting information about how the medical community is dealing with COVID-19. Thanks for listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.